You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, goblins.
Thanks. Hello. Thanks for having us.
How have you been this week? Sorry.
Let's kill him and Annabelle.
Good lord.
Hey, look. So 2 weeks ago, we got set off on a journey of mystical macrame as our hobby to compete and to present you this morning. I did not know that this morning would follow last night, which unfortunately was the Rolling Stone Music Awards. So I am on the radio right
That's
now.
That's all right. We've been naughty goblins.
They were singing something blue. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I would expect nothing less from the Hobby Goblins.
Yeah. We had blue mouths.
Okay. First off, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
What is macrame? And those sunglasses look fantastic.
Thank you.
Goblin Callum.
Thank you.
Macrame is a knot. It's like kind of the art of knotting.
The art of knotting.
Basically, and there's like so many different beautiful knots you can do. But you use generally like twine like this, you can't see it. Like, you know, undyed, natural, lovely beige twine.
And mystical, I think I have interpreted it as meaning spooky.
Okay. Wait, mystical macrame?
Yes, that was the
point. Yeah. Oh, and the other thing, yeah, macrame, you often see it as like a wall hanging, or I've seen lately people using it for like a hanger for pot plants and stuff.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know the stuff, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you were prompted by a listener to have a whole experience with mystical macrame.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about what you've done right now.
That's right.
So shall we start with you, Callum?
All right, let me plug it in.
We're plugging it in?
Hold on.
You got this, Callum.
Yeah.
Doing it with sunglasses on.
Hey. Oh my God.
This is why I'm wearing sunglasses. So,
describe what we're seeing for the listeners.
I've utilized fairy lights and made a spider web.
And it is hanging on the wall of the BFM studio. If you've ever been up here, you know that we have that black
pin board.
Yeah, black pin board. And it is now covered in a spider web of purple twine.
Yes, the purple
is... And Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. Sure, and Christmas or, you know...
Magic.
Or magic. All right.
Mysticism.
Well, I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's quite large. How do we describe the size of it so the listeners get a good idea of
like
what's
happening?
It's like a
meter. It's like a meter across.
It's like a wall. It's a wall hanging.
Yeah.
If you saw this in the forest, you'd be frightened about the size of the spider.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, it would be a very big spider. And Annabelle? You've got something on your head. Is this the macrame?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, that wasn't obvious. This is... I went for a veil because I thought a veil was quite mystical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did Google mystical because I wasn't really sure.
What to you... I mean, no wrong answers. What to you was mystical about a veil?
The mystery.
Mm.
Yeah, the mystery... the mystique.
The mystique of the veil. I mean, it is mysterious.
Yeah, I'm can barely see me.
I don't know what's happening.
I really like
it. I can't
it.
See
you
your
like
eyes.
It? I do. I think, it's quite fetching.
Well, thank you. And I did, and I just want to say that I think I went for a more classic macrame style than Callum did. I really did learn some knots.
Okay. What knots did you learn?
Oh, I don't know the names of them.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mostly used a square knot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really hard.
So I just want to say that. Easy.
You have to really focus, and every step is you're going to have to learn a different knot.
Are you going to, do you think macrame is, you're going to stick with it, or?
Honestly, I bought quite a lot of twine and macrame makings, and I do think I'd like to do something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe make something better.
One of those pot things that hangs the...
Yeah, I'll make a pot hanger.
For a succulent of sorts.
Yeah, a fern or a succulent, yeah.
Now, are you proud of yourself? We're going to go through and rate the macrames. Annabelle, how would you score yourself in terms of pride out of five?
I'm not proud. This is a zero. I feel
Annabelle, no. Come on now.
No, it's a zero. I feel deeply ashamed.
No, Annabelle, you look wonderful.
Look, I know I look great, Zoe, but it's not about that. It's about the quality of this macrame.
How you feel on the inside.
And yeah, no. I look great, feel great, but I don't feel great about the macrame. I have to be honest. For the integrity of the Hobby Goblins, I have to be honest.
Okay. Well, I respect and admire your honesty.
Thank you.
Now, Callum.
I was quite proud of this, but I'm not feeling proud this morning. I'm feeling quite shameful.
Oh dear. You guys.
I'm gonna give it a two.
A two? Two out of five. Okay.
Yeah, just for to representing yesterday, Callum, who I'm mad at.
Aww.
But he did a good job on the spider web.
It's interesting how much being hungover affects your self-esteem.
Ain't
that's a good
that
job. Good
the
job.
Truth?
Good listen today.
Mm.
Okay, and now it's my turn to score.
Now you can be as harsh as you want. Rachel's often quite brutal.
Oh, okay.
You've never gotten a five out of her.
Well, I don't think I was going to go as high as a five. I don't think there was much danger of a five. But creativity, Annabelle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you need to see it closer.
Yeah,
let me give it to you.
How do I describe this to the listeners? It is a veil, but it's... It's almost like you've started making a doily.
Yeah.
And stopped.
And then stopped.
Yeah. And so the rest of it is sort of hanging limply. It reminds me of a jellyfish.
Oh, yeah.
Which I enjoy. I think...
And the ends are frayed on purpose. That's classic macrame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic macrame.
Yeah.
You're lucky I have absolutely zero knowledge of the art of macrame.
No, I'm being honest.
Creativity, I'm going to give it a three.
Wow. Okay, thanks. I'm actually really happy with that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I like that you put it on your head.
Yeah,
because
it's a
veil. Do that.
No, I had to show how it works.
But you committed and I respect that.
Yeah.
Callum.
Yes.
Creativity of your spider web. I mean... I like it, but I feel like I might be getting wooed by the lights.
A non-traditional, shall we say, creative...
Yeah. Well, it worked for him for the solar system dioramas, and so he's brought back the lights, trying it on again.
Annabelle?
Like a
moth competing
to a flame.
Yes, I know, we're competing.
Creativity, I'm also going to score you a three.
All right.
I'm going to score you a three because I think while the spider web looks pretty...
Thank you.
It's probably not super high in terms of creativity.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But three.
Obvious.
A solid three.
Okay, thank
three.
You. Thank you.
Okay, skill. Annabelle, the knots you've done with your veil are actually quite good.
Oh yeah, they're
God.
Legit.
So you didn't do that many, but what you did do...
No, you can see at the point in the evening where I realised how late it was... It's like very intricate in the center of this circle.
Yeah.
And then gets really the opposite of intricate.
So, yeah, I mean, persistence probably would score low, but skill, I'm going to give you 3.5.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is incredibly generous.
Is it?
Shut up.
Now, Callum, for your spider web.
Yes.
I don't really like the position I'm in, to be honest.
You gotta do it.
I know. Well, okay.
Go
look,
for the five.
Look, it's it's large, and I think that would have taken some planning because you would have had to spread it out on the
I
floor.
Did. Yeah.
You would have had to think about how to place the light.
I did. Yeah. You ever tried to tie a knot in a fairy light?
Yeah.
No.
It's really hard.
Do you think you're going to be able to untie those knots?
No way.
Cool, great.
But I mean, the knots do look a little bit messy.
Yeah, they're not classic. They're not macrame knots. They're just normal knots.
I'm going to go three.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the three.
Yeah. You're welcome. I feel like I'm the taskmaster.
Yeah.
That's how I was like, what is this reminding me of right now?
I've never watched an episode of that show. This is the Hobby Goblins.
I have, and I really like Taskmaster. And this is my way of doing it, because I'll never be on the show.
Well, never say never.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're moving right along to Goblin Factor.
Oh, yeah, great.
Callum, I'm going to give you a four.
Four!
I'm going to give you a four because when I think goblins, I think lair, I think dank, yeah. dark, yeah. damp,
yeah, woodland. Spooky, maybe a cave.
And it's given that.
And I also think potentially something magical, like fireflies.
That is a good, yeah.
Yeah, it's Spooky. Like it's like if a spider let fireflies live in its web.
Yeah.
That's yeah. nice.
I liked that very much. So yeah, four for goblin mode. This I could see it in a goblin lair.
Thank you.
Annabelle, I'm not sure how to go. If anything, it's too good. Like I scored you quite high on the skill, but I think it's 3.5. But I think potentially it's the skill.
It's not very goblin-y.
That will lower you in the goblin factor scoring.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But
that's the risk you take
yeah.
by putting in the effort like this.
But I like you, so I'll give you a 3.
Thank you, Zoe.
3 for goblin factor. Maybe purely because of how it was styled when you walked in the room.
I think so.
Okay, I'm looking at the notes on the run sheet here. Bring up the bed music when you're done scoring, and we can announce the scores afterwards. Okay, so yeah. Thanks very much, Hobby Goblins.
All right, we await our fate.
It's been a beautiful morning. What the hell has happened?
Tragedy, really. Annabelle, your pride brought you down. You're sitting on a 9.5. Yeah.
My lack of pride was my fall.
Mm. And Callum, that leaves you on a 12.
12?
12?
Yep.
Cut it up, baby.
Here we go. It's time for destruction.
And should we put the microphone near the snip snip?
I've fetched some scissors from the bench in the kitchen. So okay. I'm going to... this is great. I haven't got to destroy one of yours in a while. Maybe...
The eggs.
The eggs. Okay. Sorry, let's go.
Were you here for the eggs?
Okay. Silence in the studio, please.
Do you want to turn up the yellow? Crank the yellow, mate. You
crank the yellow. Turn down the bed
music. See if this sounds like anything.
Oh, it does. Oh, this is actually quite sad.
How many hours did you put into this?
What, too many for the way it looks.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
It's
just
at least it's compostable.
Is it?
Looks like it. It's natural fibres.
All right.
Well, that's the Hobby Goblins for another week.
Oh, you got to get
a suggestion.
Yes, please send in suggestions, listeners, to 5395, and the Hobby Goblins will create something once more.
So we're looking for a new hobby. Sorry, Annabelle. A new hobby and a theme for the hobby or craft.
Yep. This week was Mystical Macabre.
Macrame.
Macrame.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hobby Goblins. Send in your recommendations, and we'll be back just after this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.